With Tech News Briefing, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. No cash allowed is becoming the policy at more business establishments, making it a bit embarrassing for customers who come in with only cash. We'll explore this in a moment with The Wall Street Journal's Katie Bindley. First, here are some tech headlines. Sources tell The Wall Street Journal that Amazon.com is planning to build and expand Whole Foods stores across the U.S. The aim is to put more customers within range of the e-commerce giant's two-hour delivery service. The push would bring Whole Foods to more suburbs and other areas where the natural grocer is quickly adding customers since the merger. That's a shift from the layoffs and slowing store growth Whole Foods experienced for several years before Amazon bought it in 2017 for around $13.5 billion. You could call it car buying, Amazon style. Car buyers looking to skip the dealership are starting to find more options online. More auto dealers as well as startups are offering direct sales, including delivery, through their websites. Many car shoppers say they hate the whole process of visiting a dealership to buy a car. Dealers offering online sales say much of that aggravation can be avoided, although in most cases customers don't get to test drive the vehicle they want to purchase before it arrives. Most of the growth in online sales today is from used vehicles marketed through new startups like Carvana and Shift Technologies. As customers become more comfortable with buying big-ticket items online, more dealerships are introducing direct delivery service for new vehicles. And be sure to check out the article at WSJ.com by personal tech columnists Joanna Stern and David Pierce, entitled Tech That Will Change Your Life in 2019. After a tough 2018 that featured companies being savaged over privacy concerns, along with tech stock meltdowns, our tech columnists are forecasting a return to the optimism that technology is really good for the world. Among things to watch out for this year, the much-hyped, much-delayed Harry Potter augmented reality game, 5G networks arriving in cities, Apple's iOS software getting a facelift, and Disney launching its own streaming service. And keep an eye out for a possibly forced change in companies' data collection practices. Still ahead, it can be awkward for customers who are confronted with a no-cash policy. If you've gotten the impression lately that more and more stores are not accepting cash, well, you're right. A growing number of retailers and service-oriented businesses are taking only credit card or digital payments, and it's made for some uncomfortable situations for customers who've come ill-prepared. Let's talk with the Wall Street Journal's personal tech reporter, Katie Bindley, who wrote the story entitled, Your Cash is No Good Here, literally. You can find it at WSJ.com. Katie joins us via Skype from San Francisco. Katie, it could be pretty embarrassing for someone who's come in for a quick meal at a restaurant and, you know, they find out no cash is allowed and they don't have a credit card.
Yeah, so this has become quite a trend at especially some like healthy fast food places like Sweetgreen and Dig In. And part of what makes it especially awkward is that people have already ordered some sort of specialized meal. So they've, you know, customized a salad and it's already got dressing on it, or, you know, they've gotten a specific type of protein and then, you know, their own type of sides that they like. And then they get to the register and they're not able to actually pay for it because the place won't accept their dollar bills. And so people told me about a variety of things happening, you know, from the place just giving them a free meal and saying, oh, it's a first timer, no problem, to this kind of awkward, long pause, you know, looking at the person, looking at the cashier and saying, well, wait, seriously, you can't actually take my money? And they're like, I cannot take your money. And then the person just doesn't know what to do. So in some cases, they've got a stranger behind them offering to pay for them, or, you know, they just have to like leave the food there and either go find a credit card and come back or not actually take the food and leave it on the counter.
Well, you talked to one person who was at a dry bar hair salon in Los Angeles, and I think that person offered to pay for the other person who was caught with just cash.
Yeah. So what's funny about this story is this woman was getting her hair shampooed at a blow dry salon, and she never actually met the woman who was in this awkward situation, but she had her head in the shampoo bowl. And one of the people from the front desk came back to her stylist and said, like, hey, we've got someone up front and she only has $40 on her. She doesn't have a credit card. Her cards were stolen. So she brought cash, but they were just sitting there talking about how they couldn't take the cash and they didn't know what to do about it. And so this, you know, woman who's getting her hair shampooed overhears what's happening. And she told me, like, I was kind of tempted just to wait and see what they were going to do about it, because obviously this other woman had already gotten her hair done and you can't give back a blow dry. So finally she, you know, decided, all right, I'm just going to like pipe up and offer to help this girl out, because these employees don't seem to know what to do about it. And she said, I can pay for her if she's willing to, you know, Venmo me, or if she can give me the cash. And so the employees went back to the woman who'd gotten her hair done and, you know, I think explained that this stranger had offered to pay for her. And then they returned a little while later and handed her the $40. So it was just this kind of bizarre, you know, the two women never actually interacted, but from the shampoo bowl, she did this very nice deed.
That was a very nice outcome. I gather that some people have gotten very, very mad when their cash has not been accepted. I think you referred to one person who was a customer at Sweetgreen. Wasn't she the one that said she was never coming back? And you also talked to another fellow that said the same thing?
Yeah, so this one woman, she'd been to Sweetgreen a bunch of times before, but I don't think she'd realized that that they didn't take cash, and she happened to have forgotten her wallet and only had a 20 on her. And she, you know, tried to pay for her salad. She couldn't. She had to go back to work, borrow a credit card from a friend. And she just felt like it was a very elitist policy. And she had, like, waited tables for years and years, and for a long time only used cash. That was what she had. And that's not, you know, the case anymore. But she just found that it's exclusive. It prevents certain people from being able to pay for their food, even though they have the money. She said it was embarrassing. And just that she didn't, you know, she didn't want to go back because of this policy, not because she tends to only have cash on her anymore.
This is kind of surprising. Even with the growth of credit and debit card transactions, you know, a lot of people apparently still use cash, including, you know, a certain segment of the population that you wouldn't expect.
Yeah. So, I mean, for some people, you know, it's going to be a matter of they don't have a bank account or a credit card. But for other people, it's actually like several like personal finance gurus will tell you that taking out a certain amount of cash each week for your spending is a really good way to budget. So there's people who just decide that that's how they want to budget. And there are other people who just like the added privacy that comes with paying with cash. So a lot of restaurants that are cashless might have loyalty programs or, you know, pay with our app. But oftentimes if you pay with an app, you're giving over your email. In some cases, you might be giving out your phone number. You know, they want to customize everything. And then you get into these questions of like, okay, well, how much data are these businesses collecting about me by virtue of my agreeing to pay through some kind of loyalty program or through their app versus being able to pay with cash?
Yeah, you write in the story that despite the popularity of debit and credit card transactions, plenty of people do still pay for things with actual money. And according to a Federal Reserve survey of 2,800 people, cash represented 30% of all transactions and 55% of those under $10. I've run into quite a few people who've said they've, you know, just used a credit card for $5 purchases. You know, it just surprises me how many people still pay with cash.
Yeah, I found that number surprising too. I felt like, oh, doesn't everyone, you know, use credit cards and debit cards for everything these days? It's probably like if you're someone who uses cards frequently, you don't think about the fact that other people are still using cash for things. I think it's our perceptions of what's more popular is probably driven a lot by what we use in our own lives. So I use my debit and credit cards all the time. I rarely have cash on me. So when I first was thinking about this story, I was like, huh, is this even happening to people? And then sure enough, it really is. There are people who tend to only have cash on, or not, I shouldn't say tend to only have cash on them, but they just prefer to pay with cash. So it was something that, yeah, I was even surprised by when I first started reporting.
Katie, this no cash policy has not gone unnoticed by lawmakers. Isn't that the case?
Yeah, so there's no federal law prohibiting businesses from not accepting cash, but Massachusetts actually has, there's a state law there that says businesses are supposed to accept it. And then in certain cities, you've got lawmakers trying to pass legislation that would make it so businesses are required to accept cash. So in Washington, D.C., that's been proposed, in Philadelphia. And then I spoke with a city councilman in New York who is trying to get legislation passed there that would make it so businesses are prohibited from not accepting cash.
Wall Street Journal personal tech columnist Katie Binley joining us from San Francisco via Skype. Thanks, Katie.
Thank you.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.